The following is an excerpt from Jeff Thomas's sermon, Six Mysteries God Has Kept a Secret, which was preached at the 2022 Fellowship Conference.
The fifth mystery, the secret thing that belongs to God, is this question. Am I one of the elect? Has God chosen me? And it is easy to be perplexed. I think Satan, when a person comes closer to Jesus Christ and is being urged to make a commitment now to serve our Savior, that one of the fiery darts that he throws at us is this matter. Am I elect? People standing on the threshold of faith, pondering whether to follow Jesus. Have I the right? What if I'm not chosen? And they are tormented by this question. Am I elect? Now, you must know this, and I'll repeat it again. There is no way that before faith, any single soul can know that he's a believer. Can know that if he's elect, we cannot look into the Lamb's Book of Life. It's past finding out. There's a famous story in Wales of a man called John Cadwallader. And he is doubting, and one night he has a wonderful dream, and he looks and he's in the divine temple, and there's a plinth in the front, and there's a wonderful book there, and he walks up to it. It's the Lamb's Book of Life, and he turns over the pages, and he comes to Cadwallader, John Cadwallader. His name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and he wakes up the next morning with such joy and delight, and he's never been so happy and more certain that he's a Christian. And about 11 o'clock, the doorbell rings, and he goes to the door to answer it, and there's a young man standing there, and he says, "Mr. Cadwallader," and he says, "Yes, sir, yes, yes, and who are you?" "Well, you know that your younger brother, 30 years ago, that he emigrated to Australia and he's never been able to come back. Well, I'm his son and I've come over and I'm longing to meet you, my uncle." Oh, gives him a hug, welcomes him, and "What's your name?" "Well, my father loved you and your name so much that he called you John Cadwallader." And all that certainty and all that confidence and joy of the morning because of the dream the night before had gone. It's a futile undertaking to discover that you're elect before you trust in Jesus Christ. We don't know before faith. We know in faith, because of our faith in Jesus Christ is a mark of our election. Or we can say it like this: the Lord Jesus Christ is the mark of our election. If we know we have him, or he has us, and then I know I'm elect. But you see, the question before that is more important. What's our warrant to come to Christ? What right do you have to come to Christ? What right did I have to come to Jesus Christ? Did we come? Was there anyone here who came to Christ because he knew he was elected before the foundation of the earth? Did ever any single sinner since the fall of Adam until now, did any one of them cast themselves on the mercy of God because they knew they were chosen before the foundation of the earth? We came because we were invited to come. We came because there is a universal offer of God's gospel to every sinner of mankind. That I can say to you tonight, God has loved you so much that this Friday in 2022, he's brought you here because of some invitation, some family concern, some love for you, and God has used that. But God loves you, and he's brought you here. And he loves me so much, he's made me a messenger of the new covenant. And he's given me a message to tell you of what you must do to be saved. All of you who labor under heavy laden, you stand tonight within the orbit of the offer of God's Son to become your teacher, your protecting king, your shepherd, the Lamb of God that will take all your guilt and sin away. It doesn't matter who you are. You and I have all sorts of disabilities. All of us have got every kind of disadvantage. We've got many, many excuses why it's not going to be tonight that we're going to trust in Jesus Christ. We're so sinful. We are so hypocritical. We're so unconvinced. We are so unprepared. We are so unusual. We're not like religious mum and dad or the other people we meet in church. And we're all willing to find some point in which we are uniquely disqualified from responding to the invitations of the gospel to come and believe upon the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Though he's here, though he's orchestrated it all, me being here, bringing this message to you, being here tonight. And we have no right before God to do that. No right at all. We don't know whether we are elect. We don't know whether God has chosen us. But we do know he is sincerely offering his love and his mercy and his Son and his salvation to everybody here tonight. We know we are commanded to turn from our unbelief, to end it. We know we are bidden. We know we are to believe.
You can hear the rest of the sermon, Six Mysteries God Has Kept a Secret, on albianus.com.